From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, November 18, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that on Wednesday, November the 16th, the Greene County Legislature adopted its $110.4 million 2017 budget on a 9-to-5 vote. Greene County Administrator Sean Groton said, and I quote, "Nobody is happy with this budget. This is the first budget in 6 years where we had to override the tax cap," end quote. Major increased expenditures for the coming year include $500,000 for health care, $100,000 for a new roof on the county office building, $200,000 for Columbia Greene Community College, and $600,000 in debt service related to the construction of the new Greene County Jail. The spending plan requires that $25.7 million be raised by taxes. Groton explained that the main sources of income for the county are sales and income taxes. Greene County is not seeing much growth in home construction, retail centers, or other businesses, Groton said, so if people stop spending, the county could find itself with a deficit. In an interview with the paper, legislator Gene Hatton pointed out the $600,000 expenditure for the new jail is an advance for expenses such as fees for the architect, engineer, and project manager. The county will eventually be reimbursed in the form of a bond. Salaries for legislators remain unchanged in the new budget at a maximum of $15,000 per year. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman recently announced that the Chatham Cares for You program has helped 41 people find treatment so far. The program assigns police officers to find treatment beds for people with addiction and then transports the addicted people to a treatment center. Chatham Cares for You is run by the part-time police force and volunteers called Angels. Volkman is funding the program through the village police force budget, but the department is accepting donations. Chatham Cares for You is modeled on a similar program in Gloucester, Massachusetts. It is the only effort of its kind in Columbia County and one of only a few in New York. Participants can surrender any drugs and drug paraphernalia which are marked by police for destruction, and the participant is not criminally charged. Volkman can be reached at the Chatham Police Department at 518-392-3451. You can read that full story in the Chatham paper. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman and the Associated Press are reporting that the ongoing drought in the northeastern United States is expected to continue through February. Conditions in the mid-Hudson region currently range from severe to extreme drought. A portion of Greene County and an even larger part of Columbia County are experiencing severe drought conditions, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Approximately half of Ulster and Orange counties and most of Dutchess County are suffering from extreme drought. The long-running dry spell is the worst in more than a decade and has resulted in water restrictions in many places, has dried up drinking wells, and dropped lake levels. Dave Miskus, a drought expert with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, said it will be difficult for the Northeast to make up the current 8 to 12 inch deficit in rain this winter. There have been some good storms lately, but the winter precipitation forecast remains unclear, Miskus said. It also remains unclear how much snow will fall in the region during the coming months. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the Metro North Railroad is proposing a fare increase for March 19. Metropolitan Transportation Authority would raise fares 3.75% for monthly and weekly tickets, at the most $15 for the longest monthly trip, and $6.75 increase for the longest weekly trip. Some single-trip tickets would increase by 6% under the plan. A public hearing on the changes will be held at 5 p.m. on December the 20th at the New York Power Authority office in White Plains, and train riders can record video comments at the Metro North Poughkeepsie station from 5 to 7 p.m. on December the 7th. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that Attorney General Schneiderman's office is asking Governor Andrew Cuomo for authority to investigate Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel E. Abloh. for his handling of a case involving a police officer killing a DWI suspect in Troy in April. The paper reports, and I quote, "The Troy police investigation of the shooting was incomplete when Abloh presented the case to the grand jury that cleared the officer less than a week after the shooting," end quote. Abloh acted while Schneiderman was considering taking over the case and without notifying the Attorney General's office. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Jimmy Valkin reports at Politico New York that Governor Andrew Cuomo told reporters this week he will run for a third term as governor in 2018. Cuomo said, and I quote, "I'm doing the best job I can as governor. I'm up in 2 years and I'm planning to run for re-election in 2 years. We have a lot of good stuff going on and it won't all be finished in 2 years. A lot of projects that we've undertaken are really massive, frankly, redoing airports, redoing bridges, tackling the whole upstate economy. So we're making a lot of progress, but we have more to do, and I want to finish doing what I told the people of this state that I was going to do. So I plan to run for re-election, and that's it," end quote. You can read that full story at Politico New York. John Campbell reports in the Democrat Chronicle that on November the 16th, Governor Andrew Cuomo unveiled a list of ethics reforms he would like to see adopted. His proposals include banning companies currently bidding on state contracts from donating to political campaigns and creates new watchdog jobs to watch over the executive branch and the state's higher education system. Cuomo wrote, and I quote, "I believe this public trust and integrity issue must be addressed directly and forthrightly," end quote. Former top Cuomo aide Joseph Bococo and others are currently being investigated for bid rigging and bribery, and leaders of each legislative branch from each party were convicted of corruption charges in the past year. Earlier this week, Cuomo appointees on a commission considering pay raises for legislators did not vote, killing the pay raise, cited as a lack of ethics reform legislation as a reason for the lack of a raise. You can read that full story in the Democrat Chronicle. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 59 degrees. For Friday night, it will be clear with a low around 35. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Saturday night, showers mainly between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. with a temperature low around 36 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m. Then a chance of rain showers between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Then a chance of rain and snow showers again after 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 42 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:30 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 18th day of November 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.